going to try this one more time. It was not recording. We are recording now. So, Mr. Chair, if you want to call, I apologize. Go ahead and call the meeting to order again.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order at 1:01 p.m.
All right, we're going to step back Groundhog Day for 30 seconds. We're in compliance with open meeting law. We sent the agenda out, courtesy copy. It was posted to the taxi website as well as to the notice website. It is telephonically. It was date and time, Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. And we are appearing pursuant to the governor's emergency directive, number 6, I believe, 006. So with that, Mr. Chair, we did receive 4 separate public comments. Those have been provided to the board. For purposes of full transparency, my plan is I can either upload those for everyone to view through the document link on Zoom, or I'm happy to read those into the record. They are short. It's totally up to you.
You know, let's go ahead and read it. Does anybody out there have an objection if we just read it as opposed to upload it?
No, go
and
ahead.
And that means the industry too and the board.
Well, I think everybody is muted right now, Mr. Chair.
So. Yeah, and so Stan, what I'd like to do is I'll do both.
Then they had their chance.
Yeah.
They just.
So that is important. As part of the public comment process, everybody was given an opportunity to issue public comments. I will upload those as I read them. So bear with me if I will endeavor to make this technology work here.
Now it says they're unmuted, at least from my end, it looks like it.
Do you want Ashish muted or unmuted?
Ashish can always be unmuted, but he tends to mute himself just to make sure his side is not too loud. And if you'll give me 1 second, I'm going to endeavor to upload this. And if I can't, I'm going to read them anyways. But there's so many people on my board here that I just need to close it out. Is that showing up on your end or no, Stan?
Nothing showing up at my end.
Okay.
Well, other than this out here.
Okay.
And it keeps blinking on and off if they're muted. Mine does.
Okay. Okay. Not sure what's going on there. Hopefully you can just maintain me on the visual, and as long as you can hear me on the audio. Again, we're recording this, so I'm very comfortable that we're gonna have a clean record no matter what. I'm gonna go ahead. So the first document that I'm gonna read is from the LOA. This is from the Cooper Levinson attorneys at law, in particular from attorney Kimberly Rushton. Dear Chairman Olson, on behalf of the Livery Operators Association, LOA, we'd like to take this opportunity to state our support of the Zone Pilot Program in and around Las Vegas Boulevard. Since the board's approval of the pilot in December 2019, the taxi industry has worked diligently to implement the zone rates. And while much of the 6-month pilot period has been during a pandemic, passengers have benefited from the new flat rates. In light of COVID-19 and the corresponding restrictions on travel, calls for taxi service in Southern Nevada have significantly decreased, however. With the reopening of casinos, the LOA is optimistic that tourists will soon return to Las Vegas. In anticipation of this, the LOA supports the extension of the pilot program. Additionally, the LOA would like to thank Administrator Whittemore and the staff for their continuing service and assistance to the taxi industry during COVID-19. Since mid-March, when the governor announced the stay-at-home directive, the TA has worked tirelessly to help carriers navigate the respective phases of reopening, all the while ensuring that passengers have safe and available transportation services. Thank you, TA, for your continuing support. Sincerely yours, Kimberly Maxson Rushton, Esquire. Again, this document was provided to the board. We received this on June 29th, 2020. So again, that's been read into the record. I will continue on. We received public comment from Cheryl Knapp, General Manager of Whittlesea, Henderson, and Virgin Valley. Regarding agenda item number 3, on behalf of Whittlesea Blue Cab, Henderson Taxi, and Virgin Valley, we support extension of the zone rate system. The collection of real-time data and painstaking time spent by all involved to reach a fair and honest price for each zone has proven worthwhile, and the cost transparency a true benefit to the riding public. Signed, Cheryl D. Gibbons, General Manager. The next public comment is from Mike Kilgo, ITPEU, continuation of airport zones. We, the ITPEU, would like to take this opportunity to address the board of our continued support for zone fares to and from McCarran Airport. Since the inception of zone fares, we have seen strong support from our drivers as to the positive effects this policy has had on discouraging the few bad apple drivers we have had that were long hauling previously and to the positive feedback they have received from the traveling public. It is exceedingly rare to institute a policy that satisfies all parties. In our opinion, a continuation of this policy does in fact satisfy all parties, and we wholeheartedly and respectfully request the board to consider extending the zone fares. And our final public comment that we received was from the ITPU, Ruthie Jones. Good afternoon to the Honorable Taxi Cab Authority Board members, administrator, and the chief and our staff. The ITPU Local 4873 affiliate OPEIU represents Yellow Checker Star Cab corporate drivers and Henderson's taxi cab drivers. On behalf of our members that we represent, we support the continuation of the previously approved three-zone pilot program to December 31, 2020. The zones have had a positive impact on the negativity of long hauling, and the drivers feel it is much more of a level playing field. Drivers say there are less complaints. Most drivers that we talk to have received no complaints. A driver said a customer told him he loves it, he felt empowered, and he asked why. The customer said he'd been ripped off so many times before, he now feels that when he gets into a cab, he knows exactly what his rate will be. Extension of the previously approved three-zone pilot program, agenda item number 3. We fully support agenda item number 3 for the continuation of the previously approved three-zone pilot program to December 31, 2020. Thank you for your time, Ruthie Jones. Sir, that concludes the extent of the public comments we received via email.
Okay. Board members discuss. Well, I know, let's see, I don't have my agenda in front of me, so I guess we have to. How do we go to public comment here? We can't.
No. Well, so that covered agenda item number 2, public comment, and it is, we just move on. So we do not respond to the public comment. So at this point, we would just move on to agenda item number 3.
Okay. Move on to the agenda item. Hold on, I'm trying to get the agenda.
And I'm happy to read it for you, sir.
Yeah, would you?
Yes. Agenda item number 3, extension of previously approved three-zone pilot program to December 31, 2020 for discussion and possible action.
Okay. Board members, discussion.
I'm astonished. This is Roger Thompson. I'm astonished that it's such a positive response from the cab industry and the public. So I certainly am inclined to extend this three-zone fair. And in fact, I would like us to look at extending it further into the field at some appropriate time.
Okay. I got a text from Mr. Gruber saying that his video disappeared, but he is still online. Can you hear us, Mr. Gruber?
I am here, and I'd like to make a comment that I was very impressed with the letters that were written regarding this program. I think that the administrator really picked up the ball and showed leadership when he was able to get this thing organized and put into place and finally get it moving after all this time. It's it's shown a lot for the industry, I believe, and Ruthie and Mike Kilgo even made reference to the fact that long hauling is pretty much disappearing as a result of this action. And to me, it cleans up a lot of things in the industry. People get into a car, they know what they're going to pay, they know what they're going. And I was just happy to see everybody was happy with the program as it continues now.
Okay. Are you able to hear us, Chief?
Okay. I believe the chief was Stan.
So I'm going to try and unmute him. And Stan, you're welcome to, if we can't, you're welcome to ask me a question and I'll attempt to answer as well.
Okay. What I'm curious is, in the last 6 months, in spite of all this COVID stuff, has there been any cases of long hauling that the chief's officers have come across?
So if I can, sir, I'd like to just jump in and I'll let Chief jump on my answer as well. A part of what I wanted to put in front of the board, so we pulled complaints of long hauling and looked at January, February, starting in November, December, January, February. So I wanted the 2 months before. So as you recall, we instituted this December 20th. We moved it up from January 1 due to the New Year's Eve issue. And so I wanted to look at November, December prior to us instituting this. So in November, we had 82 complaints, and those could have either been written complaints or citations written for long hauls. In December, we had 61. Then the next 2 months, after we institute this in January, we have 15 total. And in February, we have 7. So you see a huge drop off from 82 to 7 in that 3 month period. And again, this is all pre-COVID. So we don't see any shutdown again, just as a point of reference, right, till March. So what was really encouraging to me was when we went back and looked at even the January and February, the complaints were not related to necessarily long haul stops. And I'll let Chief, speak to this if necessary, but it was related to either drivers being confused about the zones or passengers being confused, but they were all logged as these types of complaints. But I think you'll see that from that pattern from 82 in November, 61 in December, and then to go down to 15 and 7 in the next 2 months, really shows me a huge trend where the industry not only learned quickly what these zones needed to be, the passengers benefited tremendously. And Chief, I don't know, did we get you unmuted there? I apologize.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Fantastic. So good afternoon, everyone. Good to see everyone. In regard to some additional information on the long hauls, we did not stop as far as our patrol activities in regard to long hauls coming out of the airport. We actually surveilled our regular corridors, i.e. the tunnel. And so what we found was there were some drivers that were taking the tunnel even after the flat rate. And so when what we discovered after making the stop was that was something that the passenger had requested. So we did not see anyone conduct themselves in regard to a long haul situation as opposed to what was going on before, but it was all on the request of the passengers.
And I think it's important for the board to understand one of the things, obviously, if you're going from the Strip to Boulder Station, or if you're going from the Strip to Summerlin, we might still get a long haul complaint. I do not believe that we will ever see the elimination, but I think from this board's long experience in looking at from the airport to the Strip and from the Strip to the airport has really been the menace, for lack of a better word. And I think that's really been the success of this. Just to piggyback on it from an enforcement standpoint, we also receive, written complaints or even written, kudos. And by far, the feedback that we got from the riding public and from the drivers who reached out to our office was how much more beneficial. I think you heard a level playing field was something that was just consistently talked about, whether it's from a certificate owner standpoint, whether it's from management standpoint, whether it's a driver standpoint, was that they just felt like there was never any hiding the ball, that this person might be long hauling, therefore I have to. Everybody felt like every driver, so we'll stop and talk to them in the office. We'll stop and talk to them out at the airport. And across the board, and again, these are anecdotal, but it's everyone was in favor. And I think that's why we're seeing the comments that were submitted to the board be universally in support.
Hey, thank you. Board members, any other discussion?
I have no other comments.
Nor do I.
Okay. Again, Scott, I don't have the agenda in front of me, but I'm going to go ahead and take a vote on it.
So, again, just to remind you, the language extension of previously approved three-zone pilot program to December 31, 2020.
So shall I go ahead and make a motion for that?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to extend the extension of the previously approved three-zone pilot program to December 31st, 2020. And this is the program that was initially approved and put into effect on December 20th, 2019.
Correct.
And now I will second the board members' Motion.
Good thing you have three of us here, huh? Okay, we have motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes, Mr. Administrator.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, members of the board. We now move again to public comment as it's represented on the agenda. The reason we want to be very consistent. Obviously, we received the public comment. We had a time period, but we want the agenda to look the same. We want people's ability to participate as much as possible to be the same. I will say this for the members of the industry. I am working on a way so that we can have more real-time participation. I realize submitting comments in advance may not be ideal, but it does comport with the law. And that's the most important thing, right? That we give everybody an opportunity to participate. But here's what I anticipate hopefully in the future. So in July, the board, July 23rd, the chairman has indicated that we are gonna try and keep that meeting. Obviously, given where we're at, I do not see us being able to meet in person. And so as to public comment in the future, it is going to have to be on some sort of medium like this. There is another application that I'm looking at other than Zoom, and what it allows for is a hand raising function. And again, just to explain a little bit on Zoom, we've got, let me just see how many people.
18.
Okay. So for me to go one by one and decide who goes when and when they're done, it's a little bit unwieldy. But what I'm hopeful is there's going to be this new app that people are going to be allowed to raise their hand. And what we're going to do is we're just going to allow hopefully public comment that way if that meets with the chair's approval. But that way we can have more of a full board meeting, because I know there are other agenda items. There are other action items. There are other questions the board certainly has and wants to talk about. So that is my hope for the future. I think I'd like to ask the industry, and Ashish at some point is going to kick me through the computer screen if I get too far afield of the agenda, but just know I would appreciate your comments as to an agenda item. If there are certain things that you think the board needs to be aware of, certainly that's always an option to notify us. And then for the board, so Roger and David, I talk to the chair more often, but if there are issues that are of importance to you that we have not had an opportunity to talk about, let's put them on July's agenda. That way we can approach some more normalcy and we're not doing this kind of on an emergency basis. Did we lose Stan? Nope.
You still there? I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Dave and, Mr. Thompson and Mr. Gruber, did you hear that?
Yes,
we heard it.
I agree.
And we agree.
So yeah, that's one of the troubles, right? We're all here. It'd be nice if we could just have full discussions, but again, we have to stick to the agenda, and we don't want to broach any subject matter that might be prejudicial to a future time. So I know there's a lot to talk about, especially as it relates to the pandemic, the responses that this office has taken, et cetera. So I look forward to giving the board a full briefing. I do want to just take the opportunity to say thank you to everyone. Every member of the industry who's here, every representative who's here. This was short notice. That falls squarely on my desk. We 6 months came and went like this, even though, my God, it's been nothing short of a nightmare for most of us. It surprised us that here we are and it's June 30th. So I appreciate everyone moving quickly, and obviously the members of the board, thank you so much for moving quickly.
No problem. Board members, anything else before we adjourn?
No, I'd just like to make one comment that my office is downtown, so I see a lot of cabs coming and going every day. Everyone I've seen has had their mask on. And I think that's commendable, because most of the people that I see going in and out of law firms and businesses are not wearing the mask.
Yeah.
And I know it's uncomfortable.
And I'll echo that statement. I'm driving around town even this morning, and I must have passed a dozen cabs, and all of them had their masks on, every one of them.
I have been so amazed, surprised, just encouraged. Our taxi drivers are doing the right thing. At the airport, it is without fail. You see them with their masks on. Now that the governor has made it a mandate, I feel so much better about our taxi drivers being in that vehicle with those passengers, that every single person should be in a mask. That is certainly our expectation. So I'll tell you what, transportation is doing their part on behalf of this town to keep them safe. I applaud our certificate holders who across the board have followed the safety measures, whether it's wipes, whether it's masks, they're doing a tremendous job. So I echo those comments completely.
And Mr. Administrator, maybe we can get the PIO to get the media to recognize the industry on this effort.
I will reach out to her and I will make that happen.
I'd appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Board members, anything else?
Nothing.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
All right, thank you.
I will second the motion.
Okay. All in favor, aye. Thank you, Rusty, for joining us. And we are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.